Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's a one-time Black Hills concert experience. The Red Willow Band reconvenes to play at the Homestake Opera House in Lead. Joining us now for a preview, we have with us in the studio, because we're broadcasting live this week from SDPB's Black Hills studio, Sarah Carlson is with us. She is Executive Director of the historic Homestake Opera House. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Lori. Thanks so much.
And also with us on the phone, original Red Willow Band member, Kenny Putnam. Kenny, hey, thanks for being here.
Hey, Lori. I got Marley Foreman here with me, too, our spokesmodel.
Hi, Marley.
Hey, hi, Lori.
Marley's
bass, and I play fiddle. So.
Excellent. All right, Kenny, give us an idea of a little bit of history. I think most people listening right now are pretty excited about, you know, even hearing your voice. But for those who don't, take us back in time a little bit and tell us how this band formed and some of the early years.
Well, it was back in the 74, down in Vermilion. The Red Willow Band was playing at Grease City across the street from Leo's Lounge, where I was playing with a band, Badlands Swing Band. So we on breaks go hear each other, and I just thought it was a very cool band. Chris Gage and Hank Harris and Barry Carpenter and at the time Lonnie Schumacher, and they were playing stuff I wanted to play, Burrito Brothers and Graham Parsons and some old country. And so we got together that summer and went on the road, did a couple records, and toured coast to coast, did a lot of warm-up acts for bands at the time, you know, from Marshall Tucker to Ozark Mountain Derby, you know, you name
right.
it, the bands that they were working that. And then since then, we're still playing music. Chris is in Austin with a recording studio, and he plays with Jerry Jeff Walker regularly. And then Marley's got a band. What's the band's name?
So, I'm in Denver, and I'm playing with some young guys, a guy named Zach Sloan, songwriter, guitar player, and we do gigs around the Denver area. He's on independent record labels and stuff like that.
We got a number one something, what is it?
Yeah, the number one hit on some kind of indie station, yeah. Sure. Music's on Spotify and stuff, so I do that to keep busy.
Yeah, and Hank's putting out records, and Barry's playing, so we're still around, still standing up, so we play, get together and play.
Tell me where the name came from.
Well, Red Willow Band. Red Willow is actually like the inner bark of the Red Willow tree is something called kinnikinick, and that's what the Native Americans used to smoke in the peace pipes. It's a mild euphoric or something like that. and so that's, we took the name from that, from the Red Willow tree.
But at the time, it was the least offensive name that the band could come up with. You know, name the band. That was the one that just kind of rang true, and it's always worked.
Yeah, Man-Eating Bulldozer got rejected.
Yeah.
Oh, what could have been? And, you know, did you think at that point that, you know, when you're picking a band name, that you're going to be around that long? And that band name might have to stick with you for a long time? Or was that not in your minds when you were putting things together?
Well, I wasn't there when they picked the name. They'd already been together like 3 or 4 months when I joined them. Lonnie Schumacher, who's from Fort Pierre, was a high school friend of Chris's, and he was the original bass player, and he played for like a couple months and then decided he was going to move back to Pierre. So then I joined the band in the spring of 75, and everything just kind of took off from that point on. So I didn't even have any input in the band name.
But, yeah, the name has served us well, you know. It's always been there. And
kind of rolls off the tongue. Really.
That's right, yeah.
I want to bring Sarah Carlson to the conversation. She's here in the studio with me at the SDPB Black Hills studio. And Sarah, let's give folks some details about the concert itself, first of all. It's this Friday night, right?
This Friday night, yes. I think that last checking this morning, I think we had four seats left.
Four seats left. Okay, so by the time this conversation is over, those four seats are going to be filled.
That's why we're here. We're going to fill those four seats by being on SDPB.
And where do people go to do that right now, Sarah?
They can call at 605-584-2067. That is our phone number. And they can get information about getting on a list. Some people call and can't make it to the show. You never know.
All right. Tell us a little bit about what kind of summer you're having at the Homestick Opera House. This is a pretty big show.
It is a big show. And Lead has been booming this summer.
Really?
We just had the biggest day I know. Yesterday at the Visitor Center, Sanford Lab Homestick Visitor Center, which is just two blocks from the Opera House on Main Street. And for the first time, the Homestick Opera House has a gift shop in the front of our building. We have a full-time tour guide, and she's also an opera singer, a graduate from Black Hills State University. So it's kind of a neat thing when you can go into an opera house and hear the whole story about making memories and also get a sample of what the acoustics are like in that theater. And that's, you know, talking about the Red Willow Band, it's something when you come in here and you can experience all of the memories of people's college days from 70s and 80s with the Red Willow Band. You get that, you get the acoustics. It's a really great experience for us.
We're going to play a little music for you today from so many performances over the years, and then several, you know, shows for South Dakota Public Broadcasting as well. Kenny and the Red Willow Band have always been great friends of SDPB. So a little bit of music for folks as we preview this performance on Friday night. This is called Leftover Blues.
Dreams get away sometimes, just don't work out the way you plan. Now I got these leftover blues, and only time's gonna take them away. Life's not a thing that I claim to understand. I believe it's something I can feel. Fire and water never combine. You can't force love, and it ain't real. I thought that I could see you crying. That trick will turn into a grave. We'll tell.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. We're bringing you a little music and conversation today with members of the Red Willow Band as we preview a concert Friday night. Four tickets left at the Homestake Opera House in Lead. Sarah Carlson, Executive Director, is with me in the studio. Kenny Putnam and Marley Foreman are on the phone. And Marley, Kenny, tell me a little bit about the acoustics inside the Homestick Opera House, as Sarah was sort of mentioning. You've played there before in various ways, I'm sure. What's it like to play there?
Yeah, it's a beautiful theater, and Sarah has done a spectacular job bringing it back to life. It's restored. It's gorgeous, and they're still working on the final restoration, but they're, they're almost done. Getting close, but acoustically it's a beautiful theater. It's a wonderful thing to play in. I played it with a dozen different shows, and it's magical. Yeah. Right size, and I'm getting a call in from somebody else, but
you're popular. They're calling you for tickets. Mm-hmm. They're saying, can you hold a ticket for me, Kenny? Sarah, tell us a little bit about the restoration progress. Where are we at?
Well, it's nice when people call in and they do say, hey, it's all restored. Well, we do have a long road ahead of us, but what's been happening and what's going to happen here on Friday night is people are going to come in and they're going to see all of the replicated sconces from 1914 have all been installed. It's bronze work from Bronze Age Art Casting in Sioux Falls. They just completed all of that work, and these lampshades were done by Deb Vallette here in Rapid City. She's a stained glass artist. So that's a really big step. That really shows off the wealth of the period in 1914 when this building was built.
And you have to see the museum upstairs that I didn't know was there until I happened to be up there, and it is spectacular, too. It's just a great story
told.
The Interpretive Center, yes. So on the second floor where the original Phoebe Hearst, Apperson Hearst Library used to be after the theater fire in 1984. That space kind of sat empty there for the last 10 years. And 2006, we changed that into an Interpretive Center. So you can go up there during the day, during tours and things like that, and some of our events, not Friday night. That'll be closed up because that concert gets a little rowdy.
But we know the action's going to be on Friday
night. That Interpretive Center tells the whole story. Thanks, Kenny.
Sarah, tell us a little bit about what it's like for you and the staff members of this facility to sort of, you know, on one hand, be doing the research that needs to be done to figure out what the next steps are, you know, doing the fundraising or doing, you know, sort of the financial picture of this. But then also, as you look back at the history, to have Red Willow Band in and be kind of creating this next, you know, the history that other people will look back on. So you kind of live with that balance and that, you know, sort of historic tension in a positive sense every day. What's that like for you and the staff?
I think what's special about all of the people who are involved, staff, volunteers, donors, members, sponsors, they're all doing it for the same reason that the building was built in 1914. It's quality of life. The same what we're doing right here, talking and having people listening in. This is a part of their quality of life this morning.
Right.
This building was built for the community, and the neat thing is we are all still using it for that, for this reason, to make a change in someone's life. We just had a newsletter that came out, which is available on our website, and I remember it's, you know, when you open the doors, people come in with these big smiles and say, man, I haven't been here in so long. And they've got expectations and anticipation of being inspired and entertained. We can help them, if just for a little while. So the reward of this job and all of the positions of volunteers are fulfilling and all of our staff, it's in the audience, and the reward is the community and the benefit to the community. Sometimes the reward's just seeing the simple stage lights shining on in the theater. And if that's what keeps me coming back, I hope others will also.
Yeah. Marley, tell me a little bit about, as we're talking about longevity, tell me a little bit about what it's like to prepare, you know, because you get together every once in a while and you play. It's sort of a big deal for all of us, you know, for all the fans when you do. What's it like for the musicians?
Well, for me, it's like I just started, like the week before the gigs, I just start listening to some Red Willow music, you know, on like my iPod and stuff like that, you know, and you know, I get out of bass and I'll play along sometimes if there's some song that I don't really quite remember or something like that, you know. But, you know, when we get together, like we had a rehearsal yesterday, kind of, you know, we sat around for about 3 hours and played about a dozen songs and just kind of talked things over and dug out a few songs from a long time ago that we really haven't played in like 30 years or more. Ran through those, and it's kind of funny, you know, I sat down and tried to figure out how many thousands of hours we spent on stage playing these songs, and it was literally thousands and thousands of hours on stage, not counting all the thousands of hours we spent in the bus together and rehearsing and stuff like that, you know, and it's kind of weird, you know, we get together and we start playing these songs, and it just falls right back into, I don't know, you'd almost have to call it the genetic memory or something, you know.
We listen to these old shows and such, we say, we really played fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, our tempos are locked up.
We can't quite play that fast anymore.
Yeah, and
we try.
I always say we're still as good a musician as back then, but I hear some of that stuff, and I think, well, you know, I'm having a little trouble getting there. So, but, you know, everybody's still playing, and we might be a little slower on tempo, but energy, we're fully there. So,
and one thing, it was kind of exciting that I had never played at the Opera House before 2 years ago when we did our first gig here, and I was kind of excited about it, and I'd never played any gigs there because I've been out in either Austin, Texas, or down in Colorado for the last 20, 30 years, the night before we left Denver to come up to lead for the first show, I had this dream about swimming in a swimming pool, and it was an indoor swimming pool And, you know, I didn't think anything of it. I didn't know anything about it. When we went to the Opera House, I went on a little walking tour with one of the volunteers there, and they went down the basement and showed the swimming pool. And it was the same swimming pool from my dream.
Yeah, it was really weird.
I think I must have gone there when I was like 5 years old one time and went swimming there and just forgot about it, you know.
Hit your head, you know.
And 100 years later, I remember.
Yeah. Wow. Sarah, do people have, I mean, that's really possible. It's a memory somehow that, you know, lives in the consciousness of a community.
Oh, I think you're right on. And Marley, thanks for sharing that. That's pretty remarkable.
I think the place is haunted.
Don't say that.
Oh, okay.
Community. What I think is really neat is, it is a conversation piece. It is a conversation.
Really looking forward to coming out and playing because it is a very magical place, and we've always had fun every time we've walked in there. So really looking forward to Friday night for sure.
We're just talking with members from the Red Willow Band. We're going to keep talking to them here, but let's take a pause for a little music because if you're waiting to get one of those final four tickets, maybe you want a little taste of what's to come. This one is called Long Way to Hollywood.
Old grandma looked down that road, granddaddy died. And I love them all, I love them all. I hope it's not too late. Hope I can help the ones that's left. I hope that it's in my fate. And it's a long, long way to Hollywood. Short, short chance for fame. All of them slicks talking about down home. You know that's a southern game. Kenny Putnam, ladies and gentlemen.
Tuning in, a little music from the Red Willow Band, a mini South Dakota Public Broadcasting documentaries over the year. You can see them this Friday at 7 p.m. at the Homestead Opera House in Lee. What time, Sarah?
7:30.
7:30. Well, you want to be there at 7.
You got to get
so
there
So just
early.
Get there a little early. And only a few tickets left. Sarah, give us the phone number again for folks to snatch up those final remaining tickets.
You bet. 605-584-2067.
Kenny, you mentioned, you know, tempo and just a little, you know, time to slow down. But there also has to be things when you look at, you know, old performances and see the maturity that you have and the experience of musicianship and connection between the band that you have as well. How have you grown as individual musicians and as a group?
Well, personally, the guy that played with a band one time, he was from down south, and he said, "You guys are trading tempo for energy." And all we were doing was blasting away. And that was a lesson learned. And then over the years, I've thought about the notes I play, just not note making. So I'm not, you know, noodling as much as I did back then. And it's more about specific editing, you know, the way you play that I've learned as I get older. And I always respect the melody. A lot of, you know, note making kind of diverts from the song itself and the power of the song and the melody. And as a lead instrument, and then so I tried to do more of that. I guess be more, you know, poetic if I could hope to be.
Actually, the signature of the song is the bass line.
Ah, the bass. Yes.
as opposed to the lead instruments, because they wouldn't have anything to do if, you know, Barry and I weren't down there laying it down. And
how many bass riffs do you hear?
I don't take bass riffs.
I'm kidding. It's a beautiful instrument. It's just a big
file.
Yeah, there you go.
And somehow it all comes together on stage. Have fun at the performance. Gentlemen, I know the audience will have a great time as well. Kenny Putnam, Marley Foreman with the Red Willow Band. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thanks, Lori. Thanks, Lori.
We'll see you next time.
See you guys there.
Sarah, thanks for being here as well. And have a great show. Come back and talk to us about the Opera House anytime.